Calling from an out-of-state area code. In order to route your call correctly, please choose from the following options. If you are trying to reach Time Warner Cable for Greater Los Angeles, please press... Thank you for calling Time Warner for English. We're sorry, we did not understand your response. Please try again. You have entered our voice response system. Please be sure to wait for the tone before speaking your response. To use your keypad instead, press any key now. Otherwise, please hold. Due to the delinquent status of your account, you are no longer able to order pay-per-view and video on the pay events. If you mail the payment, your account will become current since the payment is current. We accept MasterCard. Sorry, I didn't get that. Again, we accept MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover. Please tell me which one you will be using, or say, pay by check.
Operator.
Sorry, I still
Operator.
Didn't get that. Let's use your telephone keypad instead. Please be advised, a $4.99 charge will be applied to your account if you pay your bill with the customer. Sorry, I didn't get that. Again. Please be advised, a $4.99 charge will be applied to your account if you pay your bill with the customer care team member. However, payments made at our cable stores or via our automated payment system are free. To return to our automated payment system, say, go back. You can also say, main menu. Again, please be advised, a $4.99 charge will be applied to your account if you pay your bill with a customer care team member. However, payments made at our cable stores or via our automated payment system are free. To return to our automated payment system, say, go back. You can also say, main menu. Sorry, let's use your telephone keypad instead. To return to our automated payment system, press 1. For the main menu, press star. If you're finished, thanks for calling Time Warner. Please hold while we transfer you to the next available customer care representative. Calling Time Warner Cable. To assure quality service, this call may be monitored or recorded by supervisory personnel.
This is Elijah from Time Warner Cable. How can I help you?
Hi, I was getting calls from Time Warner Cable, and I was just curious how many days I have left to pay. I think my account is overdue.
I want to take a look here and see exactly what's going on here. What's your name and your full address?
My name is Steven Van Dyke. My address is 309 North Boylston Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Looks like the account is far past due here. Are you going to be making a payment today or any time soon? When did you plan on making a payment to your account?
I'd like to make a payment in, 2 days, but I wanted to make sure that's okay.
So, this latest by Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Saturday the 14th, I'm sorry.
One of those is fine, but I just wanted to make sure that's okay.
Well, yeah, we can put an arrangement here for you. If we can get a balance in by Saturday, 5 p.m. directly to Time Warner Cable, that should be fine. Services will still stay active. So, say that there's a late fee that did apply to the account already, and there is a restriction on the video on demand pay-per-view services that has to comply.
That's fine. I can just call What time is best to call? Are you guys open all the time?
Open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh, you are?
And you can actually, yeah, you can make the payment if no, I mean, you know, if you can't get in contact with us or if there's a long call time on the phone, you can make it through the automated system on the phone or online at our website, still free of charge, just by registering there.
I thought that the call center closed at like 6.
No. The local offices in certain areas close at 6, 6:30, and 8 o'clock. But that's just to walk in. But over the phone, we're open 24 hours.
Oh, I see. So you guys must stay up pretty late there.
Well, yeah. They do. I don't have these early.
Oh, I see. So they have different shifts and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where are you located, if I may ask?
Ontario, California.
Oh, okay. That's not very far from where I am. Are there multiple call centers?
Yeah, there's like San Diego, Ontario, Los Angeles, Garden Grove. There's a few.
Oh, I see. So they keep the call centers close to where they have the service. They don't have service in anywhere else besides L.A.?
No, they actually do. They have them like San Diego. They have the desert areas, too, as well.
But not outside of California?
Certain areas, like they have some in Texas, but it's more regional. So, like, if you have a call center like myself, we're regional, so we're California. If you stay in Texas, then you get Time Warner Cable Texas divisions and stuff like that.
So you never talk to Texans?
No.
You just talk to
locals? Unless I have to, like, transfer somebody there.
Oh, I see. Oh. So some people work, like, way late at night?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Sorry, I'm just full of questions.
No problem.
Do you get people who call and have a lot of questions? Like me?
Not really, you know. Yeah. It just depends on, you know, what exactly it is they need assistance with.
Right.
But, you know, nothing hurts with being curious.
Yeah, yeah. Do you get any really crazy calls?
All the time.
Do you have any, like, weird...
At least once a day.
Really? What do they do?
Like, they just have their moments, basically. They just have a lot of their moments. But like yesterday, since yesterday was a full moon, you know, they always say you get something crazy happening on the full moon. Yesterday I had my fair share of them.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Are they just mad, or do they, what do they say? Are they like...
It's in general, like you just have people who get angry and upset. You have just those people who want to vent, people who just need to talk to people. So sometimes...
Oh. That's kind of nice, so
yeah.
You get to sort of be like a therapist.
Sometimes you really do become a therapist, too.
Wow. Interesting. Has anybody cried on the phone with you?
Yeah, you get that a lot, too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. And I bet a lot of people you work with will end up quitting pretty fast. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Gosh, I can't imagine somebody crying on the phone with a customer service agent. But
yeah.
I guess maybe I can.
They have their personal issues or whatever, so sometimes, you know, once they get through it, they just let it all out.
Yeah. I guess they don't like being interrogated about why they can't pay.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Laid all out there, like, oh, okay.
Wow, interesting. Do you ever, I mean, I guess the Southern California is a big area, but do you ever talk to somebody that you already know, since you're covering your own area?
I've talked to other employees, like, you know, when they're off and they fall in, like, knock
see. Interesting. Huh. Cool. Just curious.
No problem. But did you have any other questions or anything else I can help you out with today?
No, that's it.
Alright, no problem. Well, we appreciate you and thank you for calling this time. We're going to have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, I was wondering, I think my account is overdrawn.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to check that for you. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, it's Steven Van Dyke.
Thank you. And Mr. Van Dyke, for the security of your account, can I verify your driver's license number, please?
You know what, I don't know my driver's license number. I don't have it with me right now.
What is the city and state where your account was opened?
Valencia, California, Santa Clarita.
Thank you very much. Okay, yes, the account is overdrawn by $128.16.
Wow. Oops.
Yeah, there was a transaction for Geico for $96.94.
I see. So if I just... I won't get another fee if I put money in now.
As long as your deposit is made by Friday.
And there's no way that you can... that this fee could be removed at all?
I can definitely take a look here. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, you know, I do apologize. We're not able to reverse that fee.
Oh, you're not. I see.
Is there anything else that I can help with?
Well, I was just wondering, I can call this number 24 hours, and you guys are available?
Okay, we're not available 24 hours. We're available from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, okay. I see. Are you in the Pacific time zone?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay. You guys must be getting a lot of calls right now.
Yeah, we are. It's close to the end of tax season, so a lot of people are calling about that.
Oh, that's why they're calling. Oh, I see.
For the most, it's the majority of our calls, and then unfortunately when you're calling about other things, you don't,
Right.
You have to wait with the rest of them.
Yeah, oh, I see. Wow.
But it shouldn't be that busy, after, tax filing is over.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go back to normal. Unfortunately, we just didn't have enough people for this one.
Right. Oh, so are people pretty stressed out when you talk to them?
For the most part, no, not really.
Oh, that's good. Do you have stressful times of the year, where people seem to be more upset or anything?
During the holidays, that'd probably be it's a stressful time of the year, so.
Yeah.
I understand. I think in pretty much any profession where you deal with customers,
right.
The holidays are the worst.
Yeah, people have all these personal deadlines and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. If I may ask, where is the call center located? Where are you located?
I'm specifically located in Northern California, in Concord.
And where?
In Concord.
Oh, Concord.
Yeah, it's about 50 miles east of San Francisco.
Oh, I see. So you're in, you're sort of in the Central Valley.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh. Are there a lot of call centers for Bank of America?
I'm sure we have a lot. In California, we have two. We have one in Fresno and one in Concord. Specifically for this department, but there's other departments in different areas.
Oh, I see. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Do you get the Thule fog there?
The what?
The Thule fog.
The Thule fog?
Yeah, it's like a type of fog that happens in the Central Valley.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, do you get fog?
We get, not really. In this area, we don't get fog. I mean, the only place, closer to the ocean,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of areas that get fog. But we're more of an inland bay, like a delta area, so we don't get that much fog.
Oh, I see. More like a floodplain?
More like a what?
More like a floodplain?
No, not a floodplain. I'm not even sure about it. I'm sorry.
Oh, like if there's a lot of rain, the rivers sort of flood over.
Oh, okay.
Like, it would be more flat with, flooding issues.
The area that, Concord area, we have a little bit of everything, so, I think it's a really nice, weather.
Oh,
I
see.
It's kind of cold right now, but we don't really get horrible rain or, it gets hot, but mm-hmm. It's not as hot as the inner valleys.
Oh.
So it's a nice location.
Well, that sounds good. Are you near Davis?
We're 2 hours away from Davis.
Oh, okay. Oh.
We're a little more south.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you call that area NorCal?
Where we are, yes. Yeah.
I have a friend who gets mad anytime anyone calls the area near, San Francisco, NorCal, because he thinks that's too close to the middle to be the north part of California.
I guess. I consider anything above Fresno, Northern California.
That would be where you draw the line.
And then everything below Fresno, Southern California, and Fresno's right in the middle.
Oh, okay. That's a good delineation.
That's my reasoning.
Yeah. it's kind of a, yeah, it's up for grabs, I guess.
Yeah, put it right in that.
Yeah. Do you get people from all over the country when they call in?
No, we actually just specialize with California accounts.
Oh, I see. Are any parts of California, do any parts of California have more interesting people that you talk to?
Not in my opinion. I think everyone in California is pretty much the same.
Everyone's
the same.
Not
exactly the same, but you can tell when it's southern or northern.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Just the way, you know, the way people speak. I don't know, it's weird.
Is there a personality difference?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I think everyone in California is pretty nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
did we have anything else that we can help you with today?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, we do thank you for choosing Bank of America. You have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
California Department of Motor Vehicles. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima.
For DMV hours and closures, please listen to latest DMV news. Main menu. To select an option, please say vehicles or vessels, driver license, order forms.
Driver license.
Driver license and ID card information. Please select your option by saying, apply for original driver license or ID card, renew a license or ID card, replace a lost or stolen one, check status of a request, name or address changes,
waive the drive test.
Right, so what I did is, I was even in New Mexico just last week, and I went to the, so first I brought a printout from the website, because that's what New Mexico told me to do. I brought the printout to the DMV, and they were like, this doesn't look official. So then I was in New Mexico, and I got them to do it, and they gave me the exact same paper. They printed out from, like, a crappy computer printer, just like I did. And then I said...
What was on their paper, their letterhead?
They didn't have letterhead. It said, you know, page 1 of 1, and then March 19, 2012. Like, it just looks like a computer printout.
But on our... We have paper at the... And we do computer printouts, too, but our paper at the California DMV has symbols. It has a little stamp on it, and it has a, you know, like little watermarks. If you make copies of them, they disappear.
New Mexico doesn't have that.
Something on the paper that shows that it's official.
They don't have
anything?
That. No. But what they could do... What they could do is mail it directly from the DMV, and then you'd have the official stamps on the envelope and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So, but they said it would take 2 to 4 weeks. I need this by April 3rd.
Well, I mean, we don't tell you... I mean, you can still take the 20-minute drive if you want to.
I mean, sure. I'm sure I would be fine.
Okay, so do you want to book an appointment for that?
Yeah, can I get it soon?
I can check. What office would you like to go to?
Glendale.
Next available appointment be tomorrow, 3 or 3:15.
Okay, why don't we say 3:15?
What's your last name?
Van Dyke.
Oh,
you have it.
I got like four records of yours sitting on my desk.
Oh, right.
Dyke, you are Steven.
Yes.
Telephone number?
505 331 9588. 88? Yeah. So do you often have people with these confusing records like this?
Yeah, all day long.
Oh.
But that's what we're here. I mean, we're basically here to sort out all the problems. Nobody
right.
who's happy ever calls us.
Oh, well, I'm happy.
Well, I don't mean rude or violent or anything like that. I mean, just mean, no, I mean, every phone call is a problem that I have to figure out.
Right.
But I'm used to it. Okay, so you have an appointment tomorrow at 3:15 at the Glendale office. Now, it says drive test appointment. Bring in your insurance, your registration. Now, you should have a permit, or they might have given you a temporary.
They gave me a temporary. They gave me a temporary.
Okay, bring that in with you if you can. If not, come like 10 minutes early and they'll have to print one up for you.
Okay.
And then that's it. Then you take your drive. If you pass, they'll complete it, and they'll know your license probably within 10 days.
Wow. That sounds great. So I was just wondering, so are there multiple call centers for the DMV?
Yeah, there's 3 in California.
Really? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And where is yours located, if I may ask?
I'm in Riverside. There's one in Fresno and one in Sacramento.
Oh, cool. You're in Riverside. That's like,
mm-hmm.
That's where all the smog goes from L.A.
I know.
Is it harder to breathe there? I guess it must be.
It's not as nice as Northern California. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's just lovely.
Oh,
there are more
really?
Trees than there are people.
Oh, yeah. That sounds nice. Well, Riverside seems like it's getting nicer, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're cleaning it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a cousin out in San Bernardino. And we would go to antique stores. There seems to be a lot of antique stores out there.
Yeah.
Seems like it's just a wasteland of antique stores. And there's the Salton Sea. Have you been to the Salton Sea?
No.
Oh, it's really cool. It's a bizarre sort of man-made lake by accident. It was like a disaster.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like this river, well, it was the Colorado River. It flooded over, and all that water went to the Coachella Valley. Well, it was the Salton Depression, is what it was called.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, it's not too far from you. And, you know, Riverside had its own Chinatown at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that?
I haven't been there, but I've heard about it.
Oh, yeah. I know some people who are, like, kind of activists about it. Kind of interesting. I'll have to go to Riverside more. I hear good things.
Yeah, it's nice. We've been here for a long time. You don't really think much about it, but it's got its good qualities.
Yeah. Is there anything unusual about Riverside that you sort of cherish?
No.
Nothing?
It's boring.
Really?
No.
So you would rather live in Northern California?
Yes.
Oh.
But it's too expensive.
Yeah. So you're not from Riverside. So how does it compare to where you lived before? I'm just curious.
No, I'm from Riverside. I just went to UC Santa Cruz.
Oh, I see. Well, Santa Cruz, that's like a whole different kind of elegant.
Oh, it's a different world.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. But they don't have all the, like, hot springs and stuff, or Joshua
yeah.
Tree. Those things are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anza Borrego has the longhorn sheep. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, yeah. I want to go there. That's not too far from Riverside. See, I'm trying to sell you on your own town.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure I'm going to die here, so I have plenty of time to see the sights.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well, you have an appointment tomorrow at 3:15 at the Glendale office. Your confirmation is your last name and telephone number.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And have a good time in Riverside. I'm sure there are fun
Thank
things.
I will.
So, okay.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.